you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International, under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
We have been walking through a topic called the Holy Spirit. The topic is?
The Holy Spirit.
You know, I'm a teacher, so you have to respond. The class has to respond. Is that fine? What's the name of the topic?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. And today we are looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are looking at what?
The gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Say it louder.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit.
I'll try to see how much I can do. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he doesn't come empty-handed. It's not like your auntie. He doesn't come empty-handed. He comes with gifts. He comes bearing gifts. He comes bearing gifts. And these gifts are called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts
of the Holy Spirit.
The gifts
of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll be looking at this a lot, from verse 7. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So these gifts are given to each one. Why? So that everybody can profit. They're given to each one for the profit or for the benefit of all. They're not given for the benefit of the person carrying them only. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of? Say all.
All.
Say all.
All.
Say all.
All.
So the gifts are given so that everybody, the body of Christ, can benefit, can profit. Am I talking? And the Bible exhorts us, the Bible encourages us to desire the gifts. It is not wrong to desire the gifts. Bible says desire the best gifts, especially to prophesy. We'll be looking at that. The Bible encourages us to desire spiritual gifts. And when you have them, to stir them up, to make sure they are functioning, to make sure they are hot. Am I teaching? In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, it says, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly. In other words, desire with all your heart. To do what? To prophesy. So, therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy. In other words, let your heart be hot, desiring. To do what? To prophesy. If you see somebody prophesy, let your heart go after that one. This is the only thing God allows us to desire. No, normally covetousness is a sin, eh? But when it comes to spiritual gifts, desiring is not a sin. You must desire the spiritual gifts. In fact, they don't come to somebody who doesn't desire. Am I talking? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. Therefore, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues. 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. It says, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Power. The Bible says you must desire spiritual gifts, but you must desire especially that you may be able to do what? To prophesy. At the end of this teaching, I expect each one of you should be able to prophesy.
I receive.
Because the Bible says you must desire this one. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Desire spiritual gifts. People don't like teaching, eh? If I'd said this was anointing service, the room would be full up to there tomorrow. But people don't grow by miracles. People don't grow by miracles. I will repeat until it enters. You don't grow by miracles. And this is coming from someone who performs miracles. You know I do miracles? Like crazy. I can do miracles here until everybody runs away. People don't grow by prophecy, even though the Bible says you must desire to prophesy. But prophecy does not grow people. Am I talking? You cannot build your church on prophecy. It means the day you don't prophesy, all of them will go to the other one who is prophesying now. Am I talking? You cannot build a ministry on prophecy. You cannot build a ministry on miracles. You can only build a real, if I'm really building on the foundation, you must build it on the word of God. You must build it on?
The word of God.
Now, if you don't talk, I'll close down. You must build it on? Have the word of God. Your spirit is weak. You are weak. Your spiritual muscles are weak. So if I come here and prophesy from morning to evening, and you go home feeling hot, the service was powerful. The man of God, the accuracy was at another level. He was mentioning bank accounts. He was mentioning phone numbers. He was caught popcorn for supper. Within the next hour, you'll be hungry. That's why the people who get this popcorn, they must get it frequently because you get very angry very quickly. So the next, they're not grounded. The other one who comes with greater miracles, they're there also. Why? They need popcorns. They have jumping anointing from one popcorn dispensing to another. But if you get the word of God, your spirit grows. If you get the word of God, your spirit
grows.
Say,
my spirit
open up
and receive
the word of God. If somebody loves you and this person is a preacher, he will give you the word of God. If somebody hates you and loves themselves, he will come here with razzmatazz. He will say, now I want to make the lights begin to blink now. Pa, 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 lights are blinking. Okay. I want to make feathers appear. Pa, feathers appear. Now, everybody bring money. You bring. It's true now. Then he collects the money. He goes to the other church. Now, I want to make the world turn red. The world turns red. Bring money. You bring. Are the people growing? No. The only thing growing is the man's pocket. The only thing growing is the man's pocket. Now, if I didn't love you, I can do this. Do you know I can do this? Oh, very well. Ah, I can do miracles here. And I say, now, if you feel the God is moving you, bring money here and you'll be here with tears and bring money. They say, look at them. Then I do that the following Sunday and the following Sunday and the following Sunday. But you're not growing. You're not growing. You are spiritual babes. Your permanent prayer items. Permanent prayer items. But the word of God grows you. The word of God grows you. In fact, I'm doing a disservice to myself. Because if you grow too much, you will not need me. I'm not anchoring my own ministry on me. Am I talking? So, the best preachers, the best fathers, are those people who grow you so that you don't need them. The best fathers are those who grow you so that you don't need them, so that you also become a father to someone. Am I talking? If after 10 years, the best you can do is ask your father to pray for you, there's something wrong somewhere. That man has not grown you. He deliberately made sure you remained a baby. So you are adult with beards, but you are wearing diapers. You can't change diapers. Am I talking? You have never graduated into trousers. Anybody with spiritual eyes who comes to look at you, say, Kwani, this church, Banange.
But the man of God can be very rich because people are many. 3,000, but they're all 3,000 babies. From that corner, mwingine amenichuna. Baba amenichuna. Paul said, I cannot tell you some things because you're still babies. You have jealousies, you're quarreling among each other, you are babies. So I can't tell you some things. Am I talking? But what I'm teaching you now begins to grow you. Precept upon precept. Here little, there little. Line upon line. Am I talking? So you are supposed to desire spiritual gifts. Especially to prophesy. The Bible says so. This is why we are teaching about spiritual gifts, so that you can know about them. You cannot desire what you don't know. Am I talking? 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Do not quench the spirit, comma, do not despise prophecies. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Do not quench the spirit, comma, do not despise prophecies. 1 Thessalonians. What's going on? Yes. Do not quench the spirit, comma, do not despise prophecies. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. This is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. So it means when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive a gift. And you're not supposed to neglect this gift. You're supposed to develop it. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. So in other words, even in the spiritual things, you're supposed to make progress. And that progress should be obvious to everybody. Should be obvious when you came here at the beginning of the year, you're like this. Now, because of the teaching and the practice you've been doing, you have moved ahead. You have moved some steps forward. What you could not do in the spirit, now you can do. Am I talking? It means you have grown. There has been some progress in the spirit. If you could not pray for a sick person and they get healed, now you can. Am I talking? Now, when you go to the hospital and somebody is sick, you don't need papa anymore. Am I talking? You can now do it. Am I talking? You have now grown. Stomachache, cancer, what does no longer shake you? You stand and say, in the name of Jesus, come out, and the thing comes out. When you see a demon, you no longer enter under the chair. Am I saying something? One of the first times we went to Uganda, I was preaching. Demons started manifesting. It was a small room, and it was raining outside. So I was preaching. Demons said, quang, 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 quang. And I remember now she's a pastor in Uganda. You know Betty Ndagano? She was sitting on a stool. She wanted to feel all of her in that stool. Are these things contagious? I think she's watching. Are they contagious? Now, if a demon comes, she will not ask me if a demon is contagious. What will she do? She will cast it out. Why? She has grown. There has been some progress. Are these things contagious? Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. So we must see progress. If you are not seeing progress, it means we have failed in one way or another. Either you have failed to teach you properly, or your understanding needs prayer. Glory to Jesus Christ. Time is going, I need to move faster. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So the gift was received by the laying on of hands. It is your duty though to fan it into flame. Is that okay? Make sure it is stirred up. Make sure it is on fire. Make sure it is functional. Say, I hear you.
I hear you.
Say, I hear you.
I hear you.
Now, I want to start by looking at some of the gifts that are not, non-charismatic. We'll finish by looking at the power gifts. Eh? By looking at the power gifts. But we want to start with some of the hidden gifts that people don't normally talk about. The hidden gifts of the Spirit. Non-charismatic gifts of the Spirit that people don't normally talk about. I think I will finish this on Sunday. Is that okay? Because I see the topic is long. The first one is the gift of helps. Gift of helps. Do you know there's a gift called helps? Ah, who didn't know this one? You're hearing today. You see, this is why you don't have it. The gift of helps. The gift of helps. Kalisa. Gift helps is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of helps. Helps is spelled H-E-L-P-S. Helps. Like one help, many helps. I think the gift of helps is one of the greatest gifts. This is a gift, this is the people with a gift of serving in the church or helping in the church. Eh? The gift of helps. This is one of the greatest gifts because it is one of the avenues to receive the other gifts. Okay. The gift of helps or serving in the church is one of the major, you see, when people talk about an anointing, they talk about a gift. Is that true? They talk about a gift. But you cannot receive an anointing that you have not served. You cannot receive an anointing that you have not served. If you want an anointing to fall on your head, you must serve that anointing first for a period of time. Am I talking? You cannot receive an anointing that you have not served. So service or helps is one of the avenues that leads you to the other gifts. There are people with the gift of helps. That means they like arranging chairs. They like sweeping the church. They like cleaning the loos. The sanctuary keepers we have here, they're operating under the gift of helps. Under the gift of helps. So even if you don't think you have any spiritual gift, but at least you can have this one. The gift of helps. You can have this one. It's a spiritual gift, but you don't normally notice it because these people come when we are not here. You just come, you find the chairs are arranged, the loos are clean, am I talking? The sound people, they're operating under the gift of helps. These camera people, they're operating under the gift of helps. The Spirit is using them. There's no gift that is greater than the other. So the one who is sweeping the church will receive the same reward as the one who prophesied. The Bible says it's the same Spirit but different gifts. It's the same Spirit, one who is cleaning the toilet. Yet they are using the same Holy Spirit. Say the gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
Say the gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
Any believer can have this gift. Remember we are told to desire the gift of the Holy Spirit? I want more people to desire this one. No, because it is not in the limelight, most people don't desire. Because it is not very glamorous. Most people don't desire the gift of helps. But you find the people who are greatly anointed later in life, they are the people who are operating under the gift of helps. Because God has first of all taught them humility. If you don't serve and God anoints you, you'll be proud. The day I rebuke you, you catch feelings. Because you think you're so great, you cannot be rebuked. Am I talking? Or if I must rebuke you, I must take you to some corner specially, put flowers, and do what? And say, you know. Because you think you're a man of God. Nobody can talk to you. It is because you didn't go through the gift of helps. God didn't have a chance to work in your heart. Am I talking? Say, I desire.
I desire.
The gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
How many know Doug Hayward? Doug Hayward. He's a Ghanaian, he's a great preacher. Doug Hayward used to be keyboardist for Archbishop Duncan Williams. Used to be this boy. Just sit there, do keyboard. Anointing escaped the pastors, the who fell on him. Pah! Because of the gift of helps. Now his ministry is bigger than the one for Archbishop Duncan Williams. But he still goes and says, Papa, and gives tithe. Why? He knows where he's from. Am I talking? He knows where he's from. You know, you could say, I am now big. Which Papa? I am also Papa. We are all Papa here. People must recognize. Am I talking? Do you know, however great Tony grows, he cannot be greater than me. It can never happen. This man has a ministry, but however big his ministry grows, it can never be greater than me. I don't care. I can bring him down anytime. One time, I was being told this story by a man of God. One time, Archbishop Duncan Williams got into trouble. He did things which people did not approve of. So he escaped. He didn't escape. He went away to the U.S. for quite a while. To the United States, started a church there. And gave his church in Ghana to one of his sons. But another son who had a big ministry said, how can he do that? Which kind of father? The man talked. So the day he came back, 8 days later, 8 years later, said, you are my son. I'm the one who gave you your first passport. I'm the one who paid for you to go start ministry. Say, you think you're high? You are coming down. He took his picture, put on the ground like this. The following day. You know what happened? I'm not going to tell you. Go and read that story. Are you planning to make me take somebody's picture here? So why do you need to know? Just do your own thing. Am I talking? Say the gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
Say the gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
If I were you and you want to go high in the spirit, you must first learn to go low. You must first learn to go. You cannot decide. Okay. Say the gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
Because of time. This is in the book of Romans. We'll be looking at Romans chapter 12. From verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So it means gifts will differ according to the grace one is carrying. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. So there's a gift of prophecy. Number two. Or ministry. Ministry here is called helps. Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. Next. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So we're going to start looking at these gifts before you go to the ones of 1 Corinthians. So the first gift is the gift of?
Helps.
The first one is the gift of?
Helps.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
To desire.
To desire.
The gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
The gift of helps.
Now, these gifts are different from offices. The gifts are different from offices. Like we have just seen here, there's a gift of teaching. Is that okay? That is different from the office of a teacher. We'll be looking at office later on. There's a gift of prophecy. That is different from the office of a prophet. There are people with gifts, like if you say under a prophet like this, you'll get the gift of prophecy. That does not make you a prophet. People confuse this because they prophesied one or two, three times and it came to pass. I am prophet so and so. And people look at you and you look very stupid. Because you don't have the word, you don't understand. Am I talking? Because you prophesied and it came to pass, doesn't make you a prophet. It means you have the gift of prophecy. Or at least at that time, you exercised the gift of prophecy. And if you're under a prophetic environment like this, your eyes will open and you will see. Am I talking? If you stay here for 1 year, you can prophesy. Because you're under prophetic grace all the time. You'll be able to see. You'll be able to prophesy. And it will be accurate. Does that make you a prophet? No. And if you go off and start the church of the first prophet of so and so, I'll just release you. The demons that will hit you. Pah! It's true. Me, I won't contend with you. I'll just watch you the way you are running around. So the gifts are different from the office. There's a big difference between the gift and the office. Don't let a gift confuse you that you have now been made into an office. So if you can teach, doesn't mean you are a teacher. There's a gift of teaching. You've just seen, eh? You must call me, put proper title. I'm teacher so and so. I teach with accuracy. It's not true. So number two. The first one was the gift of?
Helps.
Number two is the gift of teaching. The gift of teaching. It says, if your gift is serving, then let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth by teaching. Is that okay? So God can give you the gift of teaching. This doesn't make you a teacher. I don't want to go too much because of time. You can be able to open the Bible, get a revelation, and teach. In fact, every believer must teach. Is that okay? Every believer must teach. Just like every believer must evangelize. You must win souls. The Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. Is that true? So if you want 3 souls to Christ, are you now an evangelist? You went somewhere. You preached to a house. The mother got saved. The father got saved. The children got saved. You led them to Christ. Are you now evangelist so and so? No, you are not. But why do you think if you prophesy 3 times, you are now a prophet? Anyway. Papa, it is because you want to be the only one. Why are you denying us also to be prophets? Go and be prophet. We also want to enter that thing. Okay. Go there. glory to Jesus. So number one?
The gift of helps.
Number one?
The gift of helps.
So the Bible says, in the book of Acts chapter 15 verse 35, say, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Teaching is, you must be very careful with teaching because the Bible says, those who teach shall receive many canes. Eh? Those who teach shall receive? They shall be caned with many canes. So if you are a teacher, there shall be a caning session. It's true. You should not rush to want to teach people. Because those who teach, they shall be caned with many canes, and they shall be judged more harshly. Do you know that? They shall have a harsher judgment because now they have revelation. They have what? Revelation. So before giving the revelation to people, the revelation should have worked on them. Am I talking? So their judgment shall be more strict. And there shall be a caning. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that you shall receive a stricter judgment. James chapter 3 verse 1. Papa, give me office. I want to do something for God. I want to teach. Do you also want this one? As you're going to teach people, you must be aware that teaching comes with added benefits. There's attachment to this email. Is that okay? And that attachment is called many canes. So you must be careful what you are teaching people. God shall judge you, shall have a stricter judgment. So it is not glamorous to go teaching people. It's not a glamorous thing. It's something you should take with care, with a lot of trepidation. Knowing what you teach people, God shall judge you for it. Am I talking? There's a gift of teaching. Say teaching.
Teaching.
Say teaching.
Teaching.
How many think they are teachers here? Oh, okay, how many think they can teach? Let me rephrase that one. Nobody wants to commit themselves because I've mentioned Cain's. The next gift is called the gifts of governments. The gifts of governments. The gift of governments. It's a spiritual gift given to leaders. Eh? The gift of governments. Did you know there's such a gift? Oh, you're clever people. You've read your Bible. This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And God has appointed this in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gifts of healings. Helps. You see where helps is? The gift of helps. Administrations. This administration is also called governments. This is a gift that God gives those who are going to lead. Political leaders. Industry captains. People are going to take care of people in their various industries. Who are people under them? They need the gift of government. They need the gift of government. If you get a president without the gift of government, you suffer. Because they're not doing it by the Spirit of God. They're doing it by flesh. Wanachukua watu, wanaweka kwa lori, wanaenda kwa si, wanamwaga. I didn't mention anyone. I know a president. I had a story. I was not there. He said, there are too many cripples. What is this? What? I'm walking everywhere. I'm seeing cripples. He says, Askari, collect all cripples. They collected all cripples, put them in a lorry, cheated them. They were going to receive good things. They were taken to the lake. You know the tipa? Tipa, kavanchu, all cripples inside lake. Pa! The president came, no more cripples. City is clean. I say, okay, power. Now, that is not gift of government, eh? That is flesh. Am I talking? But leaders, they need the gift of government. That's why every leader must have a prophet anoint them. So that the Spirit can come upon them. So that they can lead by the Holy Spirit. Am I teaching?
Yes.
Say, I require the gift of government.
The gift of government.
The gift of administration.
The gift of administration.
Believers need this if they're going to do business. Believers need this if they're going to do business. So that they can manage multinationals. So that they can manage multinationals. Listen, where this gift is lacking, where there's no management gift, God will not put a blessing. If you're asleep, say amen. Where this is lacking, God will not put a blessing. The Bible says, God had withheld rain. This is the book of Genesis. God had not caused it to rain upon the earth because there was not yet man to manage the earth. So God cannot release rain where there's no management. Where management is lacking, God will not release rain. Am I talking? Where management is lacking, where the gift of administration is lacking, God will not release rain. Am I talking? There are some churches that are praying for 1,000 members, but God cannot give them. Why? They don't have management. If God gave them 5,000 people, those souls will backslide. Because the pastor is not a good manager. He doesn't have gift of administration. The fact you are a good pastor doesn't mean you are a good manager. The fact you can preach doesn't mean you can manage. Am I talking? Some pastors refuse to go to school. They refuse to read. The Holy Ghost will teach me is a lie. The Holy Ghost is teaching you. That's why the Holy Ghost put all these administrative schools so that you go there and learn. Am I talking? No. As we don't want the wisdom of the world, it's not wisdom of the world. It is God for you to go and learn. Go and learn. And assure. Hey, you, go to school. Your church will expand. It's true now. Say, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. The day God put man, then rain. When there's a manager, then God can bless. Your business is refusing to expand. Why? You are refusing to read. You are watching. What is this thing people watch these days? Eh? Selena, what other one? Eh? Ah, look at everybody looking holy. What do people watch? I don't know. For the men, it's a Premier League. For the ladies, it's only Selena. Some ladies don't watch Selena. They're born again, like this one. Am I talking? So you must read. If that business of yours is to move forward, you must do what? I can pray for you here until I'm blue in the face. But if you don't read, you're not getting anywhere. God cannot give you beyond your capacity to manage. God is not a waster. Okay, nobody's receiving. God is not a waster. He cannot give you beyond your capacity to manage. So after I put oil on you, go and read. If you don't read, even if I pour the whole bottle, nothing will move. And then you'll continue writing to me. Papa, nothing is moving. Have you read? Have you expanded your capacity? Have you gone and checked new strategies? Do you know the latest in the market? Have you done your own bit? Am I talking? Or you're just sitting there like a bird waiting for the to put mouth, something in mouth. Say the gift of government.
Gift of government.
You need this gift of government. You need the gift of administration for management of a country. That's why there are some people who are headhunted. Do you know that? Some people are headhunted. Why? They have the gift of administration. They're anointed for it. So their companies, they have 1,000 applications for one post. Then they leave all the applications and go pick someone. Say, you come here. Why? This person will expand this company. These other ones, watanyonya kila kitu naishe. The gift of? Say the gift of governments.
The gift of governments.
The gift of governments.
The gift of governments.
Say, Lord.
Lord,
I desire
the gift
of administration so that I can do business properly so I can be able to manage. If you find yourself being overwhelmed by what you are doing, it's because you lack structures. You need to put structures. You need to delegate some duties. Moses was trying to do everything himself. He thought he was the prophet of prophets. The whole country, 3 million people, were seeing one man. Jethro looked at him and said, you will die if you continue like this. You will do what? You will die. So he said, choose 70 elders and God will take your spirit and put on them and they will help you with these things. Am I talking? That's why we have elders here. Is that true? So the things I cannot do, they do. Things like wedding, what do you call this? Marriage counseling. I don't have to sit there and counsel you to marry. There are people here who have been married even longer than I have. Put hands on them. The spirit comes upon them. They can counsel you until you feel counseled. And those two counseling are different things, eh? So number one?
Gift of helps.
Say it louder. Number one?
The gift of helps.
How many desire this gift of helps God can give you? Are you sure? Do you know this gift of hell doesn't have to come upon you in your bedroom? No, you can decide, I'm receiving this gift of hell, and come start cleaning the loo. Gift of help will fall upon you, even if you didn't want. Is that okay?
Yes.
Come start wiping these walls, arrange the chairs. Gift of?
Helps.
Number two?
The gift of teaching.
Number two?
The gift of teaching.
Number three?
The gift of administration.
Number three?
The gift of administration.
Now, number four, the gift of exhortation. Exhortation or encouragement. The gift of exhortation or encouragement. This is a gift, eh? There's a gift called the gift of
exhortation.
This is the same book of Romans, chapter 6, chapter 12, verse 6. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or helps, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth, or teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. So there's a gift God can give you where you are an encouragement to people. You are what?
Encouragement to people.
Say it louder.
An encouragement to people.
The word Barnabas is called son of encouragement. Barnabas means what?
Son
of encouragement. These are people with this gift of encouragement. There are people who encourage other people in the church. Am I talking? There are people who are permanently low. Papa, I feel low tomorrow. I feel lower tomorrow. I feel lowest. But there are people with the gift of encouragement. This gift of encouragement goes a lot with the gift of prophecy. Is that okay? Because the Bible says prophecy is supposed to be there for exhortation first. Prophecy is supposed to be there for exhortation. That's why you never find me, I am low. Have you ever found me somewhere, I am feeling low, but somebody must now encourage me? If the gift of prophecy comes upon your life, you will encourage yourself with the Lord. You know, I don't expect any of you to encourage me, because most of you come when you are ready. You are adding your own burden to mine. Eh? I wake up every day. My wife knows. I look at my phone like this, crisis. Papa, do something now. Somebody's about to. So if I don't encourage myself in the Lord, imagine if I say, Papa, do something for me. I say, even me, I'm in the same situation. Please now. What will happen to you? Even me, I'm about to die. Oh, pray harder. No. So the Bible says prophecy is for exhortation. Prophecy is what? For exhortation. So the gift of exhortation goes hand in hand with the gift of prophecy. We'll be looking at prophecy later on, probably on Sunday. The gift of exhortation will go hand in hand with the gift of prophecy. God must give you the gift of exhortation.
I receive.
You must be the major encourager in the church.
I receive.
Am I talking? When others are talking how the economy is going down, you must be the one to tell them you are going up.
I receive.
You must be the one to say, I cannot go down.
I receive.
I don't like the way you're talking. You must be the one to say, I cannot go down.
I receive.
You will not go down.
I receive.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I receive.
I want to finish because it's 8. These are called non-power gifts. Eh? Non-charismatic gifts. They are not in the front normally. On Sunday, we are looking at the ones in the front, the gift of faith, the gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the gifts of healings. Am I talking? Say, I'm learning something.
I'm learning something.
I'm learning something.
I'm learning something.
So each person, if you are a believer, you have a gift. If you are a believer, you have a gift. Because you cannot be a believer without having the Holy Spirit. We saw last week, each believer has a measure of the Spirit. You might not be filled yet, but you have a measure of the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes to you, He comes with a gift. You have something to offer. I said you have something to offer. Each person has something to offer. Even if it helps, come and do the helps. Even if it's encouragement, encourage somebody. Even if it's teaching, teach somebody. Am I talking? Say, I have something to offer.
I have something to offer.
I am not useless in the body.
I am not useless in the body.
God doesn't create useless people. If God allowed you to be born again, you have something to offer. A church like this is ground for you to exercise the gift that God has put in you. Am I talking? We don't shut people down. We manage and we watch over and we oversee and we advise, but we want to encourage you to exercise your gift, but more to exercise your fruit. Because people don't bite on gifts, they bite on fruit. When you go to a tree, do you bite on the branch? What do you bite? The fruit. Say exhortation.
Exhortation.
Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 14, verse 3 says that he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. So prophecy is supposed to be for edification and exhortation and comfort. Am I talking? So prophecy, the idea of prophecy is not to bring you fear. You know, most people fear prophets because they think, this man is a prophet. He will see my sin. Ah, how come you don't say he will see my Mercedes? Or my 5-bedroom house?
I receive.
Why do you think prophets are just here to see sins? Prophecy is not supposed to be a sin digging, a sin mining expedition. Prophecy is not supposed to be a sin mining expedition. After prophecy has come and gone, you should be edified, you should be exhorted, and you should be encouraged. Is that okay? If prophecy comes to you and goes, and you're feeling discouraged, you're feeling fearful, then the person didn't prophesy according to the Spirit of God. It was his own ego. Am I talking? It's supposed to give you exhortation. The one who has messed up is not supposed to run away from God. After you mess up, that is when you need God the most. Believers think after they mess up, they have to run away from God, go clean themselves. When they are clean, now they come. Mistake, because you cannot be clean without God. You're running away from the one who can clean you. Am I talking? So after you have messed up and everything is in a mess, that is when you're supposed to come into the presence of God even the more and said, here I am. Here I am. Let your grace reach out to me. Here I am. Am I talking? It is the ungodly that need God. Acts 15:32 said, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Acts 15:32. Now Judas and Silas, themselves being prophets, also exhorted and strengthened the brethren with many words. Because they were prophets, they gave exhortation. Most prophetic gift will come along with the gift of exhortation. Say, I hear.
I hear.
Say, I hear.
I hear.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. It says, pay attention to reading the word, to exhorting the people, and to doctrine until I come. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, Paul was saying a lot of you miss church. That's what he's saying, right? He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. Eh? So some people miss the assembling together of brethren. A meeting like this, they don't come. As is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So exhortation is a big place, takes a big place in church. Exhortation will keep away sin. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So if somebody has fallen into sin, you should exhort such a person so that is not hardened and they run away from God. Am I talking? Exhortation helps to rescue the people who would otherwise go and commit suicide somewhere. Titus chapter 2 verse 15 says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. I think the point is made. Say, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive the gift.
I receive the gift.
Of exhortation.
Of exhortation.
And the last one we look at today, it's called the gift of giving. The spiritual gift of what?
Giving.
Giving. Did you know there was a spiritual gift of giving? Now, this gift can be upon individuals or they can be upon a church. You can have a church with the gift of giving. Like this one. Okay. You can have a church with the gift of giving, like this one. You can have a church with many people, but since they don't have this gift of giving, they're very stingy. They're struggling financially, even though they're large in number. A ministry will stand when God gives you numbers, and number two, God gives the grace of giving. Eh? If God gives you numbers and you don't have the grace of giving, you will suffer as a man of God. People will be bringing you their trouble, but they don't give. So you're always spending your own money trying to meet the needs. Am I talking? You can have few people, but God gives the grace of giving. Like the Macedonians. And the ministry becomes easy. The ministry becomes easy. You don't have to do fundraising. You don't have to visit people from one house to another, telling them your budget. If they don't meet your budget, you're going down. Things like this. You don't have to write in a subgroup, hey, well, people must give. You know, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You do such things when the grace of giving is absent. When the grace of giving is in the house, people just decide, I'll give 100,000, I'll give 200,000, I'll give 300,000. Somebody sing Banange, that's my holy ass. Glory to Jesus Christ. Say the gift of giving.
The gift of giving.
We are closing with this one. So on Sunday, are the teachings good?
Yes.
You're learning something?
Yes.
So you must be here when?
Sunday.
You must be here when?
Sunday.
So that you can go into the power gifts. After that, I think on Sunday, I lay hands on people so that their gifts can be activated. So that the gifts can be? We shall explain how the gifts work, how word of knowledge works, how interpretation of tongues work, all these gifts. Then we shall lay hands on the people. And the gift shall be activated. Glory to Jesus Christ. Every believer has a gift. Are you a believer?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I have a gift.
What does that mean?
I have a gift.
Good. Romans chapter 12 verse 8. Romans chapter 12 verse 8 says, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So there's a gift of giving that we must do with simplicity or liberality. Is that okay? Say the gift of giving.
The The gift of giving.
Say the gift of giving.
The gift of giving.
It's also called the grace of giving. But giving must be done with love. Giving must be done with? Okay. Let me rephrase it. Giving must be done out of your love to God. Not out of compulsion. Not because we have threatened you or because we have played some games here. Many preachers don't like me because of this, but I will keep saying. Giving must not be done because a preacher compelled you to give. No preachers have a way of putting you in a corner. Am I talking? They use their gift until now you feel, I must give. One of the ways they do it is lift your note, spread it, let everybody see when your own is 50 bob. You don't want nobody to see. This is not of God. It's a psychological thing to make you bring out the big note so that people can see also you are good in giving. Is that okay? No. That's why you give your envelope. Put it inside because it's between you and God. It's between you and God. Put it inside. Let us not know. Am I talking? If your giving is not out of love, it is useless. Can I repeat that? If your giving is not stemming out of your love for God, your giving is useless. The Bible says, even if I give my body to be burnt, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. So your giving must be because you love God, not because you want to impress the preacher. I'm teaching good. And I'm saying this as a preacher who loves to be given. If your giving is because you want to impress the preacher, you will get nothing. Your giving must be because God has spoken to your heart and you love God and it is stemming out of your love for God. Otherwise, don't give. It will not profit you nothing. I'll be cheating you if I tell you to give to come and impress me here. If there's no love in your giving, it will profit you nothing. So love must be in place before. Put the scripture that says, even if I burn my body, I give my body to be burnt on the altar, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. So even if you give and you have given everything, but the love is not in place, you will gain nothing. Say, I hear. So if your giving is not working for you, the problem might not be giving. The problem, how is your love work? Let me repeat. Because people say, Papa, I've sown seeds. I've done what? Nothing is working. I say, then you must have a black heart. Because God is not a liar. In other words, what you're trying to say is the problem is not me, the problem is God. Which is not true. You're removing the blame from you. That's why you're listing all the things you have done. In other words, you're saying God has failed me. Is that true? So if your giving is not working, you must check, how am I walking? How am I treating people? How am I treating people? How is my love work? Is there somebody I've been holding a grudge, I've refused to let them go? Am I talking? How am I treating? Am I the official fault finder? Am I the false prophet marker? No, there are people in church, they are the ones who know who is a false prophet and who's a real one. I think so and so is not false. So and so is false. This is demon. Demon! Demon! If you're this kind of person, your giving is, it will not work. Because your love work is faulty. Before you give, love must be in place. Say before I give.
Before I give.
Love.
Must be in place.
Faith will not work without love. And this applies everywhere, not just giving, eh? If you are trying to pray for a sick person and they're not getting healed, or you are praying and praying and praying for you and they're not getting healed, the problem is not the anointing we carry. The problem is, how is your love walk? Check the love walk. Something is happening with your love walk. Am I talking? Are you a bitter person? How do you treat your employees? How are you treating your colleagues? Are you a thief? You know, people think God is an automaton. You will give, you will give you. He will look at various things. You have to qualify. Is that true? You have to qualify. God is not closing his eyes. You have given, therefore you have closed everything. It's not true. So before you waste your money, you'd rather go eat mandazi. This is just the truth now. I know this is a church and you want people to give. But it better you go and eat chapati ndondo with that money than place it here and you're wicked to your small sister. It's rather you place the money, you don't place the money here. The Bible says, obey, honor your father and mother. Your father asked you for sugar. You refused. You say you had no money. Now you want to come give God. You think God is a fool. So other things must be in place for God to work for you. Am I talking? You cheated that you cannot contribute for your uncle's funeral. But here you want to lift holy hands, eh? And God must give you 100-fold. It's not true. Am I talking? Say, I must check my love.
I must check my love.
I must love people.
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 So kesho unataka kugonga mtu and you know you are lying. You want to gonga someone. Umewawekea kipindire. You must want to con somebody. And God must now bless you today. Eh? You put for them a program. They must enter box. True? Ah, is it true? This man, you're saying, oh, I love you. I love you. No, you don't love them. You want their money. It's true now. Ah, okay, I must not go there. I am stepping on too many toes. I've just crashed to 20. You know there's no love here. You are lying. You are putting this man in box so he can give you money. But you must place money here and God must now open windows of heaven. It's not true. You will wait. You will wait. And then you will write for me text. Papa, nothing is moving. Let that fellow alone. Then things will move. Okay. I am moving swiftly along. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Om Shanti Shanti. Oh, glory to Jesus. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Help my love walk.
Help my love walk.
Help my love walk.
Help my love walk.
God loves a cheerful giver, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. But God also doesn't love a selfish giver. Eh? Your love walk must be in place. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burnt, if I have no love, it profiteth me nothing. This is scripture. So if I come here and tell you, give, God will give you Mercedes tomorrow, I'll be lying to you. I just want your money. There are people who say this. They go from place to place. Say, if you give $1,000, God will tomorrow give you something. He doesn't tell you, you must love. True? Is it true? So they cheat you. And then when it doesn't happen, you start blaming God. God, I gave, like your man said. And nothing happened. No, it's because you're also a liar. The problem is not God. Papa, you're teaching good. I receive. Na da da. Shade. Paul said, just as you abound in all the gifts, in love, in what and what, he says, let see that you also abound in this gift, this grace of giving. I think that's the book of 1 Corinthians or something. Just as you abound in every other gift, see that you also abound in this grace of giving. So giving is a grace. Receive this grace in Jesus' name.
I receive.
I say receive this grace in Jesus' name.
I receive.
God must give this church as a corporate the grace of giving. In fact, grace of giving and receiving. Eh? Not just giving only. Giving and receiving. Receive this grace in Jesus' name.
I receive.
Whenever you give, you shall receive.
I receive.
You shall not give grudgingly or under compulsion.
I receive.
You shall give cheerfully.
I receive.
And you shall receive in Jesus' name.
I receive.
No, not this one. Huh? 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7. Yes, but as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us. You see the way he's put them? In other words, before you give, all these other things must be in place. Am I talking? It is not just about how much can you give? Give $1,000. No. It is, do you have faith? Is your speech correct? Are you adding knowledge to your faith? Are you diligent? Because the Bible says, see a man diligent in his work, he shall not stand before mean men. Is that okay? So if you give and you're lazy, it will not move. Okay. Giving is not a substitute for laziness. Am I talking? So, all these things. And then it says, in your love for us. So love must be the last one in place before you put your money there. It says, see that you also abound, that you abound in this grace also. So you must be abounding in the grace of giving, but the grace of giving comes after your character is in place. Am I talking? So if you have been giving and it has not been working, please do not blame my anointing. We are number what now? Number what? Five, the gift of showing mercy. The gift of showing mercy. The gift of showing mercy. These are the people whom you find. This is the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 8. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So there's a spiritual gift of showing mercy. The best example of this gift is Mother Teresa. Eh? These are the people you find going somewhere, working with the sick people, working in the hospitals, binding the wounds of the sick, showing all kinds of mercy acts. They pity those who are suffering. These are the people you find, they give their lives to missionary work among the poor, among the what. They have this gift of showing mercy. Some people, they show mercy because they are believers. Eh? They say, kama ingekuwa Yesu. Shukuru Mungu sana nimeokoka. It's true. Kama si kwa wokovu, huyu mtu angeniona leo. Ingekuwa ni miaka 5 imepita. Huyu hata sasa tungekuwa tunaongea hii mambo. Ingekuwa nishamaliza hii story mara moja. Eh? There's a friend of mine who says, you must remind those people that in Kenya we have septic tanks. I say, power. They cannot come here and misbehave. We have a solution and it is called... No. So you must have the gift of showing mercy. Somebody annoyed someone. They say, now are you a Kenya eco-septic? Thanks. This person is a foreigner. Like kuja offside. Hakuna antiseptic itafanya kazi. Am I talking? So, say gift of showing mercy.
Gift of showing mercy.
These people have the spiritual gift of empathizing with the poor, with the sick, with the suffering. You find them mostly in slums and where the extreme poverty is. May the Lord grant you this gift.
I receive.
May the Lord grant you this gift.
I receive.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I receive.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I receive.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I receive.
So number one.
The gift of helps.
I think I'm a teacher. I can teach. Eh? Number one.
The gift of helps.
Number one.
The gift of helps.
Now I'm recruiting all of you into this gift. Eh?
I receive.
We must not have only few people being sanctuary keepers. Everybody must get this gift of helps. You must come and arrange speakers here. Am I talking? You must, the gift of helps is also the gift of service. Eh? You must give service and not expect to be paid. Some people don't even have the gift of helps with their own house. I was counseling a couple another time. Okay, I'll not say that. Even in your own house, Banang, kila kitu ni 50-50. Jana niliosha, leo ni wewe. I thought you were Christ. Hakuna ukristo hapa. Hii ni vyombo. Am I talking? It's a gift of helps.
Gift of helps.
Eh? If you can't do it here, at least let charity begin at home. Am I talking? Gift of
helps.
Helps. So number one?
The gift of helps.
Do you agree at least this population will recruit you? I know this is like a quarter or half the church. Eh? We can recruit you into the gift of helps. At least I can have the 40% here, who are here, of helping with the church. Is that okay? At least arranging, doing what you need to do, what. The gift of?
Helps.
Number two?
Gift of teaching.
Gift of cheating?
Teaching.
Oh, teach. I've had my own things. The gift of?
Teaching.
You must teach. Bible says, commit these things unto people who will teach, unto faithful men who will teach them unto others. Is that okay? So faith, part of faithfulness. God considers faithfulness, part of faithfulness to mean teaching others that which has been committed to you. Is that okay? It says, these things commit unto faithful men who will teach them unto others. Am I talking? Number three.
Gift of government.
Number three.
Gift of government.
Yes, this is for industry leaders. This is for governmental leaders. If you're going into politics, you must begin to desire this gift of government. You know, there are some people, leadership comes to them naturally. There are some people, you tell them to lead, they're very uncomfortable because they don't have this. They want to remain in the background. Is that okay? But when God gives you this gift, you want to lead people. Naturally, you begin to lead people into new areas, in new things, and open up new avenues for people. Glory to Jesus. Number?
Four.
Number four?
Gift of giving.
Number four?
Gift of exhortation.
This is also called the gift of? Encouragement. You can have this gift where you encourage people when they are low. You can be a son of Barabbas. Son of Barabbas means son of encouragement. Barabbas means son of encouragement. Number five. Number five?
Gift of mercy.
Number five?
Gift of giving.
Gift of giving. Says, as you abound in all things, in faith, in diligence, in what? Then in your love for us, make sure you also abound in this grace of giving. And number six?
Gift of mercy.
Number six?
Gift of mercy.
Gift of showing mercy. These are spiritual gifts. They are not normally taught. People normally don't speak about them. But they are also there. And God can, the Bible says, the Spirit gives as He wills. So, each of you now, we are going to make a prayer that the Spirit of God will distribute these gifts among you. Glory to Jesus Christ. You know, people normally, when the Bible says, desire the gifts of the Spirit, people say, word of knowledge, especially to prophesy. I want to prophesy. Nobody says, God, give me the gift of helps. But today, we start with this one. So we start with these ones.
Start with this one.
Receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive.
Receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive.
Receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive.
Receive in the name of Jesus Christ.
I receive.
Most of these gifts, they keep you humble. The other ones, if you're not humble, you'll become very proud. Especially prophecy. If you're not humble, watch a prophecy, miracles. You pray and things happen. You feel like, who are you? Have you ever raised the dead? Can you pray and the world shakes? Don't talk to me. The day you pray and the world shakes, please come and say hello. But before now, see me and take a corner. You're a small-time Christian. You don't understand it is a gift. You don't understand it is? A gift means you don't earn it. Do you know that? A gift means? A gift also means you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. So it doesn't make you better than another person because you have it. You can't start thinking, because I have it, I must have been somehow better than you. That's why I was given and you are denied. No, people think like this. Said, because I have it, somehow, in God's scheme of things, I was better than you. So he gave me and he denied you. So you must know people. No, it is a gift. It is what?
Gift.
It is what?
A gift.
By the way, a gift doesn't even mean you are a good Christian. It's possible to have a gift and go to hell. That's why it's a gift. It is possible. In fact, it is very likely, because if the gift confuses you, you can end up in hell quickly. A gift does not qualify you as a good Christian. Let's make some things clear. It is a gift. It is not judgment. It is not approval. It is not God's approval. It is a gift. Gift means you don't deserve it. It's God who has given out of his own sovereignty because he's God. But it is possible to have a gift and continue in it and find you in hell. And start questioning. But I was casting out demons. I was healing the sick. So the gift was working. But you are not. That's why the more you have a gift, the more you need to watch. Am I standing? Where is my relationship with God? By the way, if you're not careful, a gift can easily fool you. Because you came today, miracles happened. But your heart is very far from God. True? You came the other time, miracle happened. You think, I found the trick. I have cornered God now. Lord, because God doesn't give and withdraw his gifts according to your behavior. God is not like your step sister. He doesn't give and withdraw his love according to the way you are. God gives and gives and gives, hoping by his goodness you will somehow come to repentance. Is that okay? He's long suffering. And a lot of you really stretch it to the limit. True? I want the ushers to give giving envelopes. Let us exercise the gift of
giving.
Kalasazira. Shida. Say, I've learned something.
I've learned something.
See, I've learned something.
I've learned something.